The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
The Gemara in Masechta Yevamos, and our son of Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Omru, they said, Shneim Asa Elef Zugim Talmidim Hayolol Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva had 12,000 pairs of disciples. Megivas Ad Antiferes. From Givas until Antiferes. The Kulan Meishu Beperek Echod. And they all died during one period of time. Mipnei Shalei Noagu Kovet Zeleze. Because they did not give honor to each other. V'hoya Erem Shomem Ad Shubar Rebbe Kiva Eitzor Abbasenu. Shubadorim. And the world was desolate from Torah until Rebbe Kiva came to the south, the Shana Lehem, and there he started to teach Torah again in his old age. Remeya, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yesi, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Blazer ben Shamua. Rebbe Heim Heim Hemidu Teira Esa Shah, and they returned Torah to Israel. Tana, it was learnt in the Baraisa. Kula Meisa Mipesach Abi'adat Seres. They all died during the period of time from Pesach until Shavuos, which is our time of year now, during the Sefiras HaOmer from Pesach until Shavuos. Omer Mekama Bar Abba V'Yitema Reb Chiya Bar Abin Kula Meso Miso Ro. They all died a very difficult death. Mahi, what is that? Omer Rav Nachman Askaro. They died a death of Askaro. It's called Askaro, which is a death which begins, affects the mouth and the throat and the speech. So the Gemara tells us that during this period of time, between Pesach and Shavuos, 24,000 Talmidim of Rebbe Kiva died in a plague called Askara. And the reason why is they did not give honor one to another. Now, by them, there were basically two averes. Because one is that they didn't give kovod, they didn't give honor one to his fellow man. Secondly, that they were talmidei chachomim. They were chaverim b'torah. They had learned from each other. So there was a double obligation to give kovod, that you must give kovod to a Talmud Chochem, to a Torah scholar. And you must give kovod to anyone that you learn from. And that's why chaverim shebetorah have to give kovod, like it states, yikfeit chavercho kimeidei shomayim. That the honor that you give to your chaver betorah should be like the fear of heaven. So actually, there were several levels of aveda as to in this not giving honor one to another. But it is somewhat difficult to comprehend is that why did such a great plague come to them? Further, the Gemara brings in Perakam of Brochas, Daf Ches, the Gemara dashes from Apostle in Tehillim Samaches, Chofal of Lamoves Teitzoos, that HaKadosh Baruch created 903 types of deaths. Teishimaos Ushleisha Minemiso, 903 types of different deaths. And that's the gematria of Totsa'os. And it states, Kosha Shibakulan Askara. Kosha Shibakulan Askara, the most difficult of all the deaths created, is Askara, is this death that they died. So it's somewhat, this makes it even more difficult as to why should they have suffered such a severe punishment that all of them died during one time in a short period of time during the 49 days 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, and they should suffer the severest death of all of the 903 deaths that the Almighty created. This past week we just celebrated Lag BaOmer. It was brought that actually the decree was for 32 days. This is brought in the Midrashim, and the later not in the Gemara, but in the Midrashim, that the decree was for 32 days or 33 days. And after that, the decree was annulled. But they still continued dying, those that became sick from before. And the deaths occurred all during the time between Pesach and Shavuos. Oh, there are various opinions, but this is the basic opinion. So let us try to understand this. We find in the Gemara and in the words of the Chazal that whenever there's a discussion of honor, giving honor one to another, there we find the reward is life. A totality of life. A purity of life. Not only a life in this world, but a life in the next world also. And conversely, whenever there is an incident where there is a lack of giving honor between one man and his fellow man, there we find that there is death. Death in this world and death in the next world. The Gemara brings in Masechet Brachos, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, Tana Rabban, the rabbis taught, Kishachol the Blazer, when the Blazer became sick, Nichnusu Talmidum Levakra, the Talmidim, the disciples came to visit him. Omrulei, they said to him, Rabbeinu Lomanu Orches Chayim, teach us the ways of life, teach us the paths of life, V'niske Bohen Lechaya Elom Abo, and thereby we shall merit a life not only in this world but a life in the next world. Omalehem, so he told them three things. Izara Bikfeid Chavrechem, be very careful in the honor that you give to your fellow man. Umanu Benecha Min Hagoyin, secondly he said, be careful with your children, keep your children away from idle chatter and idle reading and so forth, the Hashivum Bein Birkei Talmidei Chachomim, and send them off to the Talmidei Chachomim, send them off to a good school, to a good Rebbe, because a child, if you leave him idle, so he's going to become engrossed and he's going to become not only involved, but it will become a way of life with it, to let his hours go by in idleness, right? Either through idle reading or idle chatter. So take care of this. And send them off to study by the Talmidei Chachomim at a young age. And then not only will they learn when they're young, but they'll be accustomed to value their time and to use it constructively. And the third thing he said, when you are mispalel, when you daven, be cognizant of who you are standing before. And if you will keep these three things, bishvilkach tisku lechayelam abo, he will be zeicher to the world to come. So they asked him a good question. See, when Reb Lezer was the great Reb Lezer, and he was sick and he was dying, and he had lived a very, very good life, and he certainly had a great portion in the world to come set aside for him. So the Talmidim said, Rebbe, Rabbeinu Lamanu Orches Chayim V'nishka Ben Lechayi Lamabo, teach us the correct paths of life in order that we could be zeicho also to the world to come. So he said three things to them. He told them to be careful in their dealings with their chaverim, with their fellow man, always to give the utmost honor to the other person. He said, be careful with your children. Don't let them, Rashi says, lay targilu. Don't let them become accustomed. The mikri yesim idai. Or the mikri yesim idai. With ameoritsha, eskim idvar sicho. Don't let them become accustomed to let their lives and their time go by with idle reading. Or you let them grow up with amiratsim, with ignorant people that chatter away their lives. The hashivim by birke tamide hachomim. Let the chaverim be tamide hachomim, scholars of Torah. And the third, he told him, deal if nay miatem engli. You should know, be conscious all of the time who you're standing before when you be mispalel. If you keep these three things, you will have a chelek in the world to come. The first instruction that he gave them was Hizara b'tfeil chavrecha. Take heed to give honor to your fellow man. And that's the first instruction if you want to be zeichel leilam habo. It's something very important. If you want a portion in the world to come. He didn't talk about so many important mitzvahs that we have in the Torah. He didn't talk about matzah and Pesach. He didn't talk about sukkah and sukkahs. He didn't talk about kashrus. He didn't even talk about Shabbos. He said, "Izaru b'chveit chavrecha." You want life? Then be careful the way you treat your fellow man, that you must give him the utmost honor. This is one Gemara. Another example is the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara brings in Megillah Daf Chof Ches. Actually, it's a whole sugya, a whole chapter here. Many different statements in the Gemara, where they were asking the Talmidim, were asking the Talmidei Chachamim, those that lived long, b'meh harachtu yomim. What did you do to be zeichet to live so long? I remember one time Rabbi Brook gave a shir in the yeshiva, and he brought one of these gemoras, and he says, today, if you ask a person that, so he'll tell you, he never smoked, he didn't drink, right? He kept fit, which is very important. But the Tanoim had different answers. What did you do to live so long? His Talmidim asked him. Now this is the case where they bring from Reb Nachunya ben Hakono. Shalu Talmidov. The disciples asked Reb Nachunya ben Hakono. Reb Nachunya was from the great Tanoim, great rabbis of the Mishnah. But Meh Harach the Yomim, what did you do that you lived to such a ripe old age? So he said, he listed off a few things. And the first thing he mentioned, Miyomai Leinis Chabarti B'Kalein Chaveri. Chaveri. He says, never in my life did I use a shameful situation that would happen to my friend for my benefit. Never in my life did I take honor from my friend and expose him or impose him upon him a shameful situation. He says, never in my life. He says, this I can tell you. And that was the first thing he listed off. I never took honor at the expense of my chaver. And then the Gemara wants to know better, what does that mean? So the Gemara brings an example. Rav Huna was Dori Mora Akaspe. Rav Huna was walking in his city, in his village, and he was carrying a certain something on his shoulder. It was something that was like a big utensil, or like a tool, a shovel. He was carrying on his shoulder. Also, Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, because Shokel Minei, Rav Chana came next to him. Rav Chana was from a different city, and he saw Rav Huna walking in the street carrying a barrel or something like that on his shoulder. So he took it from him. And he says, "Let me carry it for you." Omalei, so Rav Huna said to him, he says, Rav Chana was younger than him. So Rav Huna said to him, "E regilas the Doris Masseich, Dori." He says, "If you usually carry such a utensil, a barrel or whatever it might be, in your city, all right, then I'll let you carry it. Okay. You're younger, you want to help me, I'll let you. The ilo, but if you're not accustomed to carry such an item on your shoulder in your city, so ish yakuri anob is ilusadido, lenicholi, that I should take honor from your shame, no, that I will not do." Okay. This was the case. Rav Huna was carrying something on his shoulder, and when the younger Rav Chana saw this, he says, it's not covered for Rav Huna to be carrying this. So he took it from him. So Rav Huna says that if you're accustomed to carry this yourself in your city, all right, then I'll accept this favor from you. But if you're not, so this means that it's an embarrassment to you. See, you're embarrassing yourself. You're not according yourself the proper honor that you would accord in your own city, and at my and for my honor, he says, I should take honor at your expense. He says, no, that not. Ishakur anob is ilusididoch leinichole. So this was the example. And again, now they asked him, Bameh harachtu yomim. See, what made you live so long? Here we see that kovod has to do with life itself. This is in the positive aspect. We have also in the negative aspect the Mishnah in Masech Tovis, HaMishchabed b'kolein chaveirei ein lei chelek leilam abo. Someone who takes honor from the shame of his fellow man, he loses his portion in the world to come. Here we see that the lack of giving honor brings death, not only a death in this world, a death in totality, even in the world to come. Graham, could you give me a Gemara Bava Metzia, please? Thank you. And this also we find the Gemara Bava Metzia. Got Nuntes on the days in Nuntes. Gemara says, Gemara says, they learned before Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. The worst form of not honoring your friend is to embarrass him publicly. See, this is the worst form of not honoring your friend. So it states, someone who embarrasses his friend publicly, that's shefik dam, that's the spilling of blood, that's death. Mar says, "Oh, my lay shapik amrit, the chasina lay the also sumchi v'ase chavora." Mar says, it's very logical what you're saying, because we see that when you publicly embarrass someone, he turns white. So the redness of the blood leaves him, and he becomes white from the lack of blood.
you're spilling blood. Tosfos brings, even though when you embarrass someone first, he becomes very red. He says that's just the blood gathering together in order to leave. Abaya said to Rabdimi, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, what are you careful with? We are most careful not to embarrass someone. The Omar Chanina, why? Because Rav Chanina said that Amalbin Tanei Chavere Berabim, if you publicly embarrass someone, he's yording the Gehenim, the Eina Eila. He goes down to Gehenim, this person, and he doesn't come up. This is what the Gemara tells us here. Then the Gemara goes further. Neach leila odem. Omer Abba Babacham Omer Beichem. Neach leila odem. It would be better for a person, Shiyove Asafike Shishish, for a person to commit adultery with a woman who there's a possibility she might be married to someone else, and there's a possibility she is not. Safike Shishish. Better than to embarrass a person publicly. How do we know this? We know this from David HaMelech. David HaMelech took Bathsheba. He took Bathsheba while she was still married to Uriah. The Gemara explains to us, though, that he was not chayta. It was not an avera. But it was a technicality. Why wasn't it an avera? Because David HaMelech had a rule that anyone that would go to war in his army, he would insist that first they must write a get, they must write a bill of divorce to their wives on a condition that in case they would not return from the war, then the divorce would take place retrospectively. This was for protection of the women, because if they didn't, so if they did not return and there was no proof of their death, they were just missing in action, so then their wives would have to sit around and wait until some news or some clarification, and many times it went on for years and years and years. Now Uriah did an Aveda which gave David the right, being he was the king, the right to put Uriah to death. And he decided that rather than actually put him to death, what he'll do is he'll send him up to the front lines of the war and there he'll be killed. In the meantime, he took Bathsheba. Uriah was still living. But when Uriah was killed and didn't return from the war, so then Bathsheba retrospectively was a grusha, she was a divorcee, and therefore lechot David. So David did not sin. At any rate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still chastised David. Because he shouldn't have done this. If he wanted to take Bathsheba, he should have waited till later. Now, the people, there were those people who would scoff and mock David. Omar David livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribeinu Shel Olam, Creator of the world, Gol v'yodu lefanecho, Shimon Makarim besori, lo hayod mei sheises loretz. If they wouldn't scoff me, if they would tear me, they would not cause such bloodshed as they are doing now when they are publicly embarrassing me for this Aveira. Even when I would be sitting and learning some of the most difficult mesechtas, the difficult areas of the Talmud, they would come and ask me, David, they would come and ask me a question innocently. They would come and ask me a question supposedly innocently. They would say, tell us what, if someone takes a married woman, what is his penalty? What is his death penalty? This is what they would come and ask me in order to mock and scoff me. And I would answer them, the death penalty is by the courts, but they have a portion in the world to come. But someone who embarrasses another person publicly, he has no portion in the world to come. So from here we learn, Neach Leila Odom Shiovay Al Sofegeshes Ish, it would be better for a person to commit adultery with a woman whose status is doubtful than publicly embarrass someone. Here we see that a person who publicly embarrasses someone, this brings death. Death not only in this world, but in the next world. Then the Gemara goes further. The Gemara says, Nayak lay, Omar Vekhana Mishum Rishimin Yehoi. Nayak lay la Odom Shiyakul Atzme Lekif Shana Ish. It would be better for a person to throw himself into a furnace of fire, the Al Yabin Penecha Verabarabim, and not publicly embarrass someone. How do we know this? From Tomar. The Ksiv Himut says, Vihi Shulcha El Chomio. Tamar was the daughter-in-law of Yehuda. And secretly, without Yehuda knowing, she disguised herself. So she had a union with Yehuda. And twins were conceived from this union. And when it was known that she became pregnant, and therefore they thought she committed adultery, so they were going to burn her. And she did not state, she did not reveal who was the father of these children. Because all she did was send some signs, some things that Yehuda had left with her, his ring and staff and so forth. And she said that if he wants to come forward, if the father wants to come forward and take responsibility, let him come. If not, I'll be silent. So from here we learn, Neach Leila Odom, it is better for a person to throw himself in a furnace of fire than be malbin penei chaveira. This would be a great scandal for Yehuda, because Yehuda was a judge, he was the prestigious person of the community, than to embarrass your friend publicly. Yehuda confessed and she was saved. But at any rate, this is what we see. So here's another case of where the lack of honor to the point where you publicly shame a person, this is worse than death. In this whole sugya, the Gemara mentions actually four things. See, it mentions shefik domim, where you physically kill someone. Then also it's brought here the avera of eshesish, the avera of adultery with another man's wife. Then it's brought malbin penei chaveira barabim, if you publicly embarrass someone. And then it's brought a mekane shem ra lechaveira, if you call a person by a name which is a shame to him. And the Gemara says we're speaking even where he's accustomed to it. People do it and he's accustomed to it, but nevertheless it's a name which is a shame to him. See, it's a genai. So the Gemara lists that as a fourth. Now, what is the explanation of all of this? Why is it that you don't give honor to your fellow man? And we say it's equated with death. Giving honor is equated with life. Excuse me. The Moral explains, actually called honor, recognition is something which is very hard, very difficult to describe. How would one describe it? You know, you give someone money, you want to give them a gift, you want to give them a physical tribute, you want to give someone some physical pleasure. These are things which are easy to comprehend. But to give someone honor, how would we describe this? What does it mean? So this the Moral explains that actually honor is not something that's physical. It's bilti gashmi. It's spiritual. There's there are no physical elements in What is it? It's a recognition that we pay to another person in a non-physical way. And when do we give honor? We give honor to something which excels, something which is greater. A person, an individual, or even a thing. If something is greater, if something excels, if something is nivdul, something is distinguished. So this is what we pay honor to. And this honor that we're paying is something which is totally non-physical. It's a non-physical tribute, a non-physical recognition. Now firstly, because it's something which is non-physical, so this comes from the part of the person that's non-physical. It's not coming from his actual body. Something that has to do with the seichel, something that has to do with the intelligence, to the intellect, or to the spiritual part of the person. That's the part of the person that gives honor. Gives honor and tribute and recognition. This is, for example, why we give honor to a king. Everyone knows that a king, you must give honor, trade malochim, because a king is distinguished. He's above the nation. He's separate from the nation. He's lamala, he's above. He's distinguished. Or some other type of excellence. Therefore, the greatest honor really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kovod, that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there is no one, and there is nothing that is more distinguished, that excels more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, because this honor that we give is totally non-physical, then basically it relates also to something that's non-physical. Since the honor itself, the recognition we give, if you give money, if you give food, if you give physical gifts, right, this can have a relationship with anything that's physical. You can give an animal food also. But since this honor is something which is totally non-physical, then its basic relationship, or its true relationship, must also be with something or someone that's non-physical. The greatest honor is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next greatest honor goes to the Torah, because there's nothing that excels as great as the Torah. And there is nothing that's so spiritual as the Torah. Or to those that study the Torah. This is why we have a command in the Torah. The Hadart Pnei Zokim, Mipnei Seva Tokum, the Hadart Pnei Zokim, that you shall honor the presence of the elders, of those that study Torah. Actually, we have a Mishnah in Masechta Oros. Should be easy. Just give me my red sitter, please. The red sitter. Thank you. We have a Mishnah in Masechta Oros, which tells us in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Haleimin mechaveir perek echod. Someone who learns from his fellow man one chapter. Or halacha achas, or one halacha, one law, or pasuk echod, or one sentence, or dibur echod, or even one word of Torah, or afilo eis echos, or even one letter of Torah. Tzorech linag bekovet, you have to give him honor. Why? Because honor is something which is spiritual, and you must give it to something that excels spiritually. And there is nothing that excels more spiritually than the Torah. There's nothing that's more distinguished. And if your chaver teaches you Torah, then you owe this honor to him. Therefore, Aleimin Mechaveiro. It's not speaking about Aleimin Merabu. It's not speaking about learning from your Rebbe. See, learning from your Rebbe, that for sure you do. That states that Herikfeid Rabach Kibmeru Shemai. You have to give honor to your Rebbe like the honor to heaven. But he's speaking Lechaveiro, Yechaver. If you learn from Yechaver, one chapter, one halacha, one sentence, one word, even one letter of Torah, Tzorech Linak Bekovit, you have to give him honor. Shekein Motzina B'David Melech Yisrael. And this we find by David HaMelech. Shuleiloma Me'achi Seifel Ele Shnei Dvorim Bilvad. He learned from Achi Seifel two things. Two halachas he learned from him. Kro Rebbe Alufa Yumidua. And he gave him all kind of grand titles of honor. See? He called him my Rebbe, my teacher, my master. Shnemar vato enoish ki erki alufi umyodoi. Vahlei dvorim kalvachomer. So now we can logically learn from them. Uma David Melech Yisrael shalei lamed me'achi seifel l'shnei dvorim bilvat. Kro Rebbe alufi umyodoi. If you learn from, if David HaMelech learned only two things, and he was the king of all Israel, and he learned from Achi Seifel only two things, and still he gave him such grand titles of honor, Halemi Mechaveirei, so a plain person that learns from a friend, Perikechor Halochachos, Posikechor, Diborechor, Afilaisechos, one halocha, one chapter, one halocha, one sentence, one word, one letter, Al Achas Kama Vakama Shetzorech Linaik Bekovet. How much more so does he have to give honor? And then the Mishnah tells us, Ve'en Kovet El Torah. What does it mean, Ein Kovet El Torah? The real honor attaches itself to Torah. How do we know this? As it states, Kovet Chachomim Min Cholot. Honor, the wise shall inherit. And why is this? Because this honor that you're giving is something which is not physical. Therefore, it's not from this world. Honor is not from this world. This world is a physical world. So honor comes from another world. And who is it due to? Someone also that's from another world. Something also that's spiritual. And something that excels spiritually. So therefore the greatest honor is due to the Torah and due to the Chachomim. Kovid Chachomim Min Cholot. We also find an obligation of honor to a sevar. A sevar is an old person. Bnei sevar tokum, the hadat of bnei zokin. The Gemara brings, even if he's not wise, hadat of bnei zokin, this that you have to give honor to the wise of Torah, afilu yonik. That's even a young person. One person, but if he's wise in Torah, you must give him honor because there it's because of his wisdom. A seva, an old person, you must give honor, even though he's not wise. Old person comes in, you must stand up for him. Show him honor. Why is this? So the Maharal says this is also because of that. Because an old person is already starting to become separated from this world. An old person is starting to become more spiritual. You see, when people become old, their physical faculties lessen. Their physical faculties become weaker, which is a sign that they're starting to leave this world. They're not so physical anymore. Spiritual faculties can become greater in an older person. This is why it's brought that the older the person is, if he utilizes his powers, the wiser he'll become. But at any rate, an older person is leaving this world. He's leaving this world, and he becomes spiritual, and he excels. Therefore, he is due honor. This is why it states, "Mipnei seva tokum, v'hadart pnei zokim." From this we see, we can deduce what kind of world we live in, when so much honor and so much tribute is paid to people who involve themselves or who excel in total nonsense. People that excel in total nonsense. You can get together a world tournament in marbles, and if you get enough tobacco companies or beer companies to sponsor it, you'll have millions of people paying tribute and giving honor. And we see what kind of world that we're living in. Now comes the question, if this is the case, so why are we obligated to give honor to Chavele? There are many sources, a few that we quoted. We're obligated to give honor to our fellow man, even if he's not an old man. We're obligated to give honor to every person, even though he's not a chochem, even though he's not wise in Torah. Why? So Mr. Maral writes, is that the reason why is a person, an individual, does excel. A person excels. And he excels spiritually. Of all of the creations that the Almighty made, the greatest creation was Adam, was man. The creation that the Mighty made, that the Almighty made, is something which is far beyond our comprehension. Scientists have been studying the creation for 6,000 years, 5,000 years. And they have only tapped a small degree of the great wisdoms and the miracles that are found in every area of the creation. And new wonders and miracles keep developing every day. And still, the greatest creation of all creations was man. Greater than the seas, greater than the stars, greater than the moon, greater than the sun, is man. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him king. He says, you are king. I am the king of the upper world, and you are a king of this world. And you shall rule. And what was it that made him so great? So this HaChazal said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, Nasa Odom v'tzalveinu kidmusenu, we shall make man, let us make man in our own image, in my image. The angels weren't too happy with this, because not only is man greater than the stars and the moon and the sun, he's greater than the angels also. The angels do not have this image. He gave man a power which was from himself, which is known as the Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu Etzelem, in the Tzelem Elohim, in the Tzelem of Hashem himself, in the image of Hashem himself. This is something that comes not from this world, but this comes from the upper worlds. It comes from the Olam HaElyon, the Olam HaBo, from the spiritual worlds. And this makes man the supreme master that walks this earth. Greater than the entire world, greater than the heavens. And this makes man a king. And this image which he gave to man, it enters the body of man together with the soul. This shows itself in our light. If you notice, that man has a radiance, has a ziv, a light, a teir ponov, a light that radiates from his face. States chochmas odem teir ponov, the wisdom of man radiates from his face, which means the wisdom of Torah radiates from his face. This is a light that goes into man constantly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the image. This image that he gave to man together with his soul this manifests itself with this light that shows in man, in particular in his face, all of the time, as long as he's alive. Once he dies, immediately the light disappears. The person dies, immediately his face becomes what is known as a deathly paleness, because the soul has departed, and with it goes in Tzelem Elokim's image, even though the physical body is totally intact, because it's not physical, it's spiritual, and it comes from the highest spiritual sources of the next world. And this, the Gemara says, the Gemara gives an illustration. Tinei ben yeme chai eina tzorek shmiru min ha'achborim. A baby that is one day old in its first day of life, and if it's alive, you don't have to guard him from the rodents. The rodents will not attack him. Why? Because they have fear of man, because man is the king. Even though it's a teenage, a child, an infant, which is in its first day. Og melech ha-boshon meis, but Og, who was the king of Boshon, he was a great and mighty giant. When he's dead, tzorech shmir min achborim, you have to guard him from the rodents, because the rodents will attack him. That radiance is gone, no longer are they afraid. This is the tzelem, this is the image which was given to him. This comes from above. This is why we are obligated in kovod habrios, in honoring our fellow man. We have to honor our fellow man because he is distinguished. He excels. He is distinguished and excels spiritually. How? Because of the image that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him. This light he has given, he constantly gives to the individual, which makes him greater than all of the other creations in the world. And therefore we have to give him kovod, which is also something which is not physical, but spiritual. We must give him this tribute, this honor, this recognition. This is kovod habrios, and this is kfeit chaveiro, the kovod that is due to your fellow man, your friend, regardless if he's a Talmud Chochom or not. If he's a Talmud Chochom, if he's a saver, if he's an old man, or if he's a Talmud Chochom, then there are additional reasons why you have to honor him, because he carries Torah with him also. But even without this, now, someone who is mechabed, someone who gives honor to his fellow man, he always deals with him with respect. He's respectful in the way that he speaks to him. He deals with him nobly, in an honorable fashion, not in an insulting way, he doesn't degrade him, he doesn't shame him, he doesn't deal lightly with him. So what is he giving honor to? He's giving honor to the tzelem, to the image in man he's giving honor to. If that's the case, then he unites himself with this image. And if this image comes from the world above, from the Elam Haba, so now he is uniting himself with the world to come. If someone, on the other hand, shows disrespect to another person, insults another person, he deals lightly with people, doesn't have time for them, then he's showing disrespect for the tzelem, for the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's in this person. So then he is distancing himself from that image. He is rebelling against it. And he distances himself from that image and its source. And that's coming from the world to come. The Olam Haba, the Olam HaElyon, is the Mokor HaChius, is the source of all life on this world. Life on this world is manifests itself from the life in the upper worlds. In this case, so what will happen? This is why we find that you want to, the Blazer told this Talmidim, or Nechunya ben Akona said, you want to have long life on this world. I never took gain, I never took honor from the shame of my fellow man. You want to have life on the next world, or be very careful in how you deal respectfully with your fellow man. Someone on the other hand who disgraces his fellow man, he loses the next world and he loses this world, because he's going against that image which is in man, and that comes from the next world, and that's the source of life. And the Gemara that we quoted from Bar Metzia that said that Amalvim Pnei Chaveiro Berabim, that if you insult someone publicly and you embarrass him publicly, it's Kishefis Domim, it's as if you are spilling blood. So the simple meaning is because you cause the blood to leave his head and he turns pale. But why is that Kishefis Domim? Why is that like spilling blood? Spilling blood is what you kill sinners. Alright, we can understand there's a Gemara in Masech to Shabbos that tells us that if you inflict a wound in someone, so that is directly linked with killing someone. Why? One is where you kill him totally, and the other is you kill him partially, because you cause a loss of blood. But why is it that when you embarrass someone and his and the blood is removed from the part of the body, from one part of the body, why is that like killing him? That blood will return. Unless we want to say that since it's leaving the head, so there'll be a lack of blood in the brain tissues, so certain brain tissues will die during this time. Unless we want to say like that. So Maral says no, the Gemara means differently. When his face becomes pale, the light is extinguished. What's happening? The light of a person is extinguished. He turns a deathly paleness from the embarrassment. And that's a spiritual death. You are extinguishing some of that light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him through his soul and his Tzelem Elokim in the image of Hashem. Even though it's only temporarily. But in the meantime, you have extinguished some of their light. And that's Kishefek Domin. That's like killing him. Because that light has more quality of life than even physical life. This is what the Gemara means. Gemara says, you're right, because we see the blood leaves and he becomes pale. So you have extinguished the light. Now the Gemara, as I mentioned, mentions Shefek Domin. Killing, it mentions, it speaks here of the Avera of taking another person's wife. It speaks here of embarrassing him publicly. And it speaks of Mechana shame, of where you give him a Shemra. You call him a bad name. All four of these levels, they are all one level after the other. Physically, Shekilu Shefek Domin, physically killing someone, there you destroy his life on this world. And that's what the Gemara means, Neach Lei, it's better a person should throw himself in a Kifshin Shalesh, in a furnace of fire, because you're destroying yourself in this world. And fire represents the strongest power of this world. That's one level. A second level is taking a man's wife from him. In the case of taking a man's wife from him, that's a higher level of destroying man. Because it states that man was not called Adam until he had a wife. A person is only considered a full man together with his wife. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu places his name, one letter in the man's name, Ish, and one letter in the woman's name, Isha, the Yud and Ish and the He and Isha. And together they make Hashem's name. So actually this is a higher level of life. And if you take a man's wife from him, you are taking away this higher level of life from him, and you are separating Hashem's name. So this is a greater avera. It's a greater avera than to kill him. Then there's a third level, and that's a malbin panei chaveira barabim, insulting a man, shaming him publicly. There, you're not destroying him physically, but you're destroying him spiritually. Because what happens? You extinguish that light. And that's a spiritual light. And that's why it's Eilei Chelek Leilam Abo. That person would lose his portion in the world to come. And then Amakane Shem Ralechaveri, someone who calls a person, he constantly calls him by a name which is a shame to him, that's even a higher level. Because the Mishnah in Ovis states Shem Tev Eilal Gabehan. The greatest attribute that a person has is his name. His name is his greatest attribute. And here, you're not only shaming he himself, but his name. So these are the four levels which are brought in the Gemara, Zele Malad Mezer, one higher than the other. To give you an idea of just how great this Avera is and its ramifications, the Gemara brings him a Masechta Gittin. Give you an idea of just how great this Avera is and its ramifications. The Gemara brings him a Masechta Gittin on that Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Gemara says, one second, if I can just find it. Tanya Omer Blazer. Blazer said, "Bai urei kama gedei lekeche shel busha." Come and see how great the power is of busha, of shaming another man. Sharei saya kodesh bochu es barkamso. The Gemara asked, "What initiated the Churban Habayis, the destruction of the Second Temple?" Which was the greatest calamity that ever befell Israel. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Yerushalayim was destroyed. We were exiled from our land. And we are still suffering in this exile now 2,000 years later. What act finally initiated it? So the Gemara brings Akamsu Bar Kamsu. There were two people. One's name was Kamsu, the other person's name was Bar Kamsu. And they couldn't get along with each other. They always fought with each other. And there was one time that one of them, Kamsu, made a simcha. He made a party. And he invited, someone else made a party. And he meant to invite Kamsu. And instead, the invitation went to Bar Kamsu. And when he saw that Bar Kamso came to the party, and he, this Bar Kamso, was someone that was disliked by the one who was making the party. And when Bar Kamso showed up at the party because of the invitation, and the Bar Simcha saw to see him, he said, "I don't want you here." And he asked him to leave. And this was an embarrassment for Bar Kamso to leave. So he said, "Look, let me stay, since I'm here already, and I'll pay you for my meal." And he said, "No, I want you to leave." He says, "Let me stay, and I'll pay for half my meal, for half of the whole simcha." No, he insisted. He says, "I'll pay for the whole simcha." No. And he had him thrown out. And this was a public embarrassment. From here, when this guy go, from here one thing led to another, that led to the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Blazer says, "Tan Yomer Blazer, Boy Urei, Kama Gdei Lekecha Shel Busha. Come and see how great, how greatly terrible this power of shaming another person is. Sharei Sayeh Akadosh Baruch Hu Es Bar Kamso VeHechri Ves Beisei VeSoraf Es Eicholei. You see, through this Akadosh Baruch Hu strengthened Bar Kamso. Eventually went and took revenge. He went to the Romans and took revenge. And from here led the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength in his hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't stop him. He didn't intervene. He let his hand be successful in what he conspired to do. To take revenge and bring the wrath of the Romans against him, against those people, which ultimately brought the downfall of the Beis HaMikdash. Hechri ves Beisai Vesorach es Eicholei. He burnt the Heichel. The Romans burnt the Heichel, and we ran into Golis for 2,000 years. Vay Urei Kama Gdei Lekecha Shel Busha. Come and see how great this power of Busha is. The Maral explains, what does this mean? He says, because there's a great equation between the Beis HaMikdash and between man. The Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Beis HaMikdash b'shtei yodayim, with two hands. When he created the Beis HaMikdash, he used both hands. When he created man, he also used both hands. This tells us that they're both at the same level. They're both at the same spiritual level. Man has the spiritual potential of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when man was shamed, the Tzelem Elokim, this image of Hashem that's in man, it ultimately brought the downfall to the Beis HaMikdash. If man was not on that level, then it couldn't affect the Beis HaMikdash. So from here we see how great this Avera is. The Rambam brings in Hilchus Deis, Perek Vov, Halacha Gimel, that we have a mitzvah, which we spoke about last week, which is known as one of the greatest mitzvahs in the Torah, and that's V'ahavta l'rayach kamecha. You shall love your fellow man like yourself. Zu klal gadol b'shabbateinu. This is the great principle of the Torah. This is on what Hillel said, Ze kol ha-Torah. Idoch peirush be'alma, zil gemara. This is the entire Torah, to love your fellow man like yourself. The rest is just commentary. So the Rambam brings mitzvah kol odom le'aves kol echod ve'echod mi'yisrael kigufay. A person must have a love for another person just like he loves himself. It states, V'yachta le'yachta kameicha, you shall love your fellow man like yourself. V'fichuk so'ach l'sapi b'shvochay. Therefore you have to speak praiseworthy. You have to take care of his money. Just as one would be reitzeh b'chveid atzmai. You have to give honor to your fellow man. How much honor? What is the shiur? What is the degree? How much honor must we give to our fellow man? The same honor that we would want for ourselves. That's inclusive in the mitzvah. How much honor? How much do you love your fellow man like you love yourself? What does a person want for himself? One of the great things that a person wants for himself is respect, self-respect. He wants recognition. He wants honor. Therefore, you must give respect and recognition and honor to your chaveri. How much am I obligated to honor another person, to respect him? As much as he's right to be atzmai. As much as he's right to be chayv atzmai. The same amount that a person wants for himself, that's what he must give to his chaveri. Then he fulfills the mitzvah after the reyach kumayim. If not, then he destroys this mitzvah. Torah says, I must love my chaveri like myself. What does that mean? You must do for him what you want done for yourself. Now, everybody wants recognition and respect and honor. So therefore, if I do not give this to my chaveri, then I mevatel this mitzvah. I transgress this mitzvah, which is the ikar godel, which is the principle of the whole Torah, the Chazal Torah. How much must I give him? Alright, I'll give him a little. For myself, I want a lot. But him I'll give a little. Then you have transgressed the mitzvah. You have fulfilled the mitzvah v'yachter re'echo, but not k'meicho. That you have to love your fellow men, but not like yourself. Therefore the Rambam says you're obligated to praise him and to honor him like a person is reitzim b'chvei ratzmei, like a person wants for himself. And if he goes further and not only doesn't give that much honor to his chaveri, but he takes honor from his fellow man's shame, that's ein lechelek leilam habo. Then he forfeits his world to come, like we brought. Now the Chofetz Chaim Zocher Einu Levracha brings something very astute in his psicho to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, it's his essay base. He says, you know, we all will say that yes, we have love for our fellow man, we have honor for our fellow man, why not? It's very good. We agree. We might think that we would like the other people to give us a little more honor. They should be a little more medactic in this mitzvah. But we do very well with ourselves. Yet the Chofetz Chaim says that how much Lashon Hara do we speak? How much Lashon Hara do we speak? We're always talking that people should be a little more careful the way they honor us. But how much Lashon Hara do we speak? And the Chofetz Chaim writes, a person that speaks Lashon Hara, then, and you have, unfortunately, there are those who speak it on a daily basis, 1, 2, 3, all the time. A person speaks Lashon Hara, there is the possibility of transgressing 11 positive commandments and 17 negative commandments that the Chofetz Chaim lists off. Now we don't have time to go through all of these. We once gave a series of shurim on all of them. We don't have time now. But on this mitzvah, which is the Klal Gadol Shel Torah, the person says, the Chofetz Chaim says, he immediately transgresses. He immediately destroys it with Lashon Hara. Why? What's Lashon Hara? Where you reveal to a person something bad that Reuven said. Something bad that Reuven did. Reuven did something bad. Reuven didn't come. He skipped davening a couple of days. Or he comes late. Or he doesn't always put on tefillin. Or he's not so medactic in his kashrus. Or he doesn't keep his Shabbos so well. Or maybe you suspect his ways of business. You say he doesn't deal with his business in business so well, and so forth and so on. So you go and you tell this to someone else. Look, if it's a lie, if it's a pack of lies, then for sure you're not honoring the fellow. But let's say it's true, it's 100% true. 200% true. What would happen if Chofetz Chaim says, if this fault would be in yourself, right? What would be your attitude in someone publicizing these faults? Would you want someone to write them in the newspaper? Would you want someone to go tell someone else about it? Heaven forbid. When you have a fault, you will do everything possible to conceal it from your friends. Everything possible. So why? Because kol adam is raised to be afraid. That's why everybody wants self-respect. Everybody wants to maintain a good name. So here you'll do everything possible to conceal a fault of yours where it will not become known to people. And if some people know it, it will not become further known. You'll do everything possible because you're makbir al-kfeide, because you demand this honor for yourself, you demand this respect. And now you are going and publicizing the faults of Reuben. You have to do unto your friend like you want him to do to you. You have to give him the same amount of honor that you want for yourself. So ein lo bitul gedele mizu. There is no greater transaction of the mitzvah of the after Re'echa Kameicha than speaking Moshe Nora. This is what the Chofetz Chaim writes when he explains one of the mitzvahs, of these mitzvahs, that of the 17 mitzvahs, negative commandments and 11 positive commandments. This is what he writes there, that immediately the person transgresses this mitzvah. So we have to realize that when we open our mouths and we talk about something which can be embarrassing for another person, which we could reveal a fault, or we could say something that he did, and even if it's, you know, that doesn't make any difference if you, like the Chofetz Chaim writes, if you lower your voice when you say it. You know, it's the derech b'nei odom. When they want to say something bad about another person, they lower their voice and they'll say, look at confidentially. See? Makes no difference. So when we open our mouths and we say something which is not a shining achievement of another person, but is something, a fault of his, something which is a dishonor to him, be it great or small, something that if it was in us, heaven forbid, we would go tell people about it, or we would want other people to tell about it, then every time we open our mouths like that, we have transgressed the mitzvah of the Achter L'Reacha Kumecha, which is this great mitzvah. Aside from the fact that it's not Kavod Abrius, Kveit Chaveiro, that we are giving honor where honor is due. At any rate, we've gone through some of the sources of the mitzvah of Kveit Chaveiro, of why one must give honor to his fellow man, this spiritual recognition that we give to people for spiritual excellence, and that every individual has this potential, this ability, and so much even more so for those who have excelled in Torah, or those who have taught you Torah, be it a Chaverim or a Rebbe. And the giving of this honor brings one close to the spiritual potential in the person, which is the image of Hashem. So it brings one close to the source of life, and he will have life from this, in this world, in the next world. And the defying of this honor distances one, makes a person contrary to this source, where it can bring, heaven forbid, death in this world or the next. And from here we understand now that what the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, which we started this year with, that Shnayim Eser Zugim Talmidim Hoyel Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva had 24,000 disciples. The Kula Mesu Bein Pesach LaAtzeres. And they all died between Pesach and Atzeres. How shall they know Agu Kovet Zelezeh? Because they did not give due honor and respect to their colleagues. There, not only it was covered chaveirei, and also they had learned one from the other. And the world was desolate from Torah. And they all died from the most difficult death, askaro, like the Gemara tells us in Brochus, because of these reasons. From here we must learn this great mitzvah of how to give honor, or to the extent of respect and honor that we have to give our fellow men.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.